years on our show Hidden Heritage, we have brought you stories of Native American elders and spiritual leaders and shared many traditional Native American dances, ceremonies, and powwows. One thing in common with all of these events and activities is the presence of sacred eagle feathers. Recently, I had someone ask me where and how we come across the eagle feathers used in these situations. I wasn't quite sure myself, so we set out to find the source. This week on Hidden Heritage, we will travel to the Rocky Mountain Arsenal in Denver, Colorado, to visit the National Eagle Repository. For hundreds of years, Native Americans have used eagle parts and feathers for religious and cultural purposes, including healing, marriage, and naming ceremonies. Recognizing the significance of eagle feathers to Native Americans, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service established the National Eagle Repository in the early 1970s to provide Native Americans with parts and feathers of golden and bald eagles for religious purposes.
Well, this is the National Eagle Repository. We are responsible for receiving dead, bald, and golden eagles that are picked up throughout the country. They're sent to us where we are responsible for evaluating them and then turning them around and distributing them to Native Americans who have gone through the application process to acquire eagle feathers for use in their religious ceremonies. Well, first of all, our field personnel, mainly our law enforcement officers, we also cooperate with State Fish and Game. And so the game wardens are also out in the field. They come across an eagle, which has died from a variety of mortalities. They pick it up, they package it up, and they send it to the Eagle Repository. We receive the bird. We thaw it out because we ask that the field send it in a frozen condition, and we evaluate the condition of the feathers. Once we do that, we keep very detailed notes on each bird that comes in, and we want to make sure that we replace anything that's missing or damaged, because when an individual orders a whole bird, we want to make sure that they get all of the primary feathers. So we're talking about mainly wing feathers and tail feathers. We bag the birds in plastic bags, and then we put them in a huge walk-in freezer. They're kept frozen there until we're able to give the bird away. And so at that point, we're calling applicants on the phone, and we get them on the phone and we go through our inventory, and then we pick out a bird that meets their needs, and then we prepare the bird for shipping. If the bird requires some compensation, meaning replacement of any missing or damaged parts, we will pull those and get that put together and ready to ship. We use Federal Express for our shipping carrier. Well, we have a huge waiting list right now. We have over 6,000 people on a waiting list. We average about 2,200 to 2,300 birds a year. Now, the majority of our requests that come in are for whole birds because an individual can order up to one whole bird at a time. So out of those 2,300 eagles that we receive, not all of them are usable as a whole bird. So a lot of times we have to part them out and use them for part orders or compensation. So the average weight for a whole eagle, it depends on what they order. If they order a bald eagle, because we get more bald eagles than we do golden eagles, the turnaround time for a bald eagle is 2.5 years. That's because we get more bald eagles than goldens. For golden eagles, fortunately, the wait is a lot longer because we don't get that many golden eagles in. The majority of our requests that are coming in are for golden eagles. So the turnaround time is about 4.5 years. It stays pretty steady. What we find is that, you know, we might ship out close to 4,000 orders a year, but we'll receive about 4,000 new orders. Not everybody needs to use a whole bird and wait that lengthy waiting period. So we do offer, they can order a pair of wings only. They can order parts like heads and claws, or they can order loose feathers. The turnaround times for those types of orders are a lot shorter. They vary from 3 months up to a year. We see a variety of orders coming in for feathers for many different uses. A lot of them are used for building regalia, the powwow, which is an important ceremony to a lot of tribes. We see orders coming in for naming ceremonies, for marriages, a lot of times for deaths, and also for graduation. The National Eagle Repository is bound by a director's order that basically says all eagles coming to the repository have to go out to Native Americans for religious use. They cannot be shipped out for any other reason than that. This is really a priority program to the service. This program helps us maintain our trust responsibilities to the federally recognized tribes, as well as keep that government-to-government relationship. The Native American Eagle Feather Program was first implemented in the early 1970s, so it's been around for over 30 years. When the birds first come in, the first thing we do is we do a complete evaluation. We look them over from head to toe. We're checking the heads. We'll tug on the feathers slightly to see if they fall out, because that could mean that the head is rotten. If they're in there pretty secure, then it's a good head. We look at the claws and make sure that they're in good condition and not dried out, good color. All the talons are present. And then we take each wing and the first thing we do is we look at the bones. We want to make sure that the wing bones are in a whole condition. A lot of times birds come in and their wings are broken. We understand that the wing bones are very important to a lot of people for whistles. And so we will check those bones. If we do find that they are broken, we'll note that in our notes. And then that bone can be replaced. We count the feathers. So we're looking at the first 10 primaries of each wing. And we will look at each individual feather to make sure that it's not kinked or broken in any way. Each feather will be looked at to see if there's any wear to the feather, because a lot of times the feathers get worn and they can be very thin. We'll replace those feathers. And then we look at the secondary feathers on the wing, which is the next 14. And so we want to make sure that each wing has at least 24 usable feathers per wing. We'll look at the tail and examine the tail and make sure that the shafts are not broken. We want to make sure there's at least 12 mature feathers on the tail. A lot of times birds will come in and some of the feathers will be new and they'll be just growing out and they're not fully developed. So those underdeveloped feathers will be replaced by loose feathers. How these birds come in is usually how they go out. We don't do any kind of cleaning to them. All we're doing is the evaluation. So the cleaning process and whatever else needs to take place is left up to the recipient. We deal with so many different tribes and they all have different ways of handling the birds when they receive them. So we pretty much leave that up to them. The majority of the requests that we receive appear to come from the Southwest region, also the Northwest region of the United States. We don't see a lot coming from the Eastern tribes too much, but mainly the Northern, the Southern, the Plains Indians, a lot of requests. I think it is understood. I really haven't heard any negativity from the non-native community about the use of the bald eagle. I find it interesting, though, that the majority of our requests that are coming in are for the golden eagle. So there are a lot of people that will take a bald because they can get it a lot quicker than the golden eagle, but definitely the golden eagle is the number one requested bird. They could come from anywhere, but the majority of our birds do come from, I would have to say, the western half of the United States. We get a lot of bald eagles from Alaska and a lot of goldens from the southwest area and also the Northwest. Not always. I don't think it's common knowledge that people that come across a dead eagle know what to do with it. We've done a lot of outreach for our personnel, Fish and Wildlife Service personnel, as well as State Fish and Game. But there are a lot of the public that are out there that come across eagles that are not aware of this program. Advise the public if they come across a dead eagle, we really advise them not to pick it up. It's really not, it's not legal for one, for anybody to pick up an eagle from the wild, whether it's dead or not. And the other thing is, you don't know what the birds died from, you know, so it could be hazardous. There's a lot of illegal poisons that are used out there that are killing predators. And so you don't want to take a chance on anything dead for that matter. But if a person does come across an eagle they find dead, they should just report it to their local State Fish and Game Department or local U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service law enforcement agent. Most of the tribal members that come through are really surprised. I think there is a huge misconception on what the repository looks like, how many eagles we have here. A lot of people believe we have hundreds and hundreds of eagles lining our freezers. We don't. We do not, of course. The birds, as they come in, they go out, you know, as fast as we get them in, as fast as we can get them out. But a lot of people are very surprised to see we don't have a lot of eagles hanging around here. They're also very surprised at the process we go through, at the length that we go through to basically make sure that applicants are receiving all the feathers that they would normally get on a whole bird. I think they're surprised to see that the birds come in the condition that they do, that they're not in perfect condition. You know, a lot of the birds are salvaged in very bad condition. It just depends how long they've been sitting out in the wild to when they're found and actually picked up and sent here. I think they're surprised at the length that we go to try to provide good usable feathers. So usually their attitude when they leave is a lot different than when they come in. You know, they're a lot more humbled at what they see. And so that's a good thing. I mean, I think it's important that people understand, you know, just how this program works. And so we are very open as far as tours go. If any tribal members want to come through to tour the repository, they just need to make an appointment and we need to schedule it. We prefer to do group tours, and that way we can get, you know, more people in at one time. People need to understand that, you know, we do have laws that apply to the eagle, the bald eagle and the golden eagle. We have the Bald Eagle and Golden Eagle Protection Act, and we also have the Migratory Bird Treaty Act. So we no longer have the Endangered Species Act, of course, because the bald eagle has been delisted. But under those laws, it is illegal to sell eagle feathers. You cannot sell them. Native Americans cannot sell them, nor can they give them to non-Native Americans either. There are provisions in the law that do allow Native Americans to hand down eagle feathers and items from generation to generation or from one Indian to another, and that's perfectly legal. But it would be illegal for a non-Native American to possess an eagle feather, even if it's gifted to them. All birds rejuvenate their feathers once a year. They go through a molt, a complete molt. So they will lose or drop all of their wing feathers and tail feathers and grow new ones. What happens is the bird, during its flight and during that year, it utilizes those feathers. They're creating friction between each other. They wear out. And so they have to molt them to gain new feathers so that they can continue to be flighted. So during that molting season, they will lose two feathers at a time. Oops. They will lose like the two outside feathers at the same time. And then as those feathers grow in, then they'll lose the next two next to that until the entire wing or the entire tail is totally replenished. It would be very common for someone to come across drop feathers. However, it would be very illegal for someone to pick them up and take them, because you would be in illegal possession. The law covers the bird, but it also covers every part of that bird. So that includes feathers. It includes nests under the Migratory Bird Treaty Act. We've been through many trial and errors through the program, working with Native Americans on a daily basis, verbally over the phone and in person. I've learned a lot about the culture, about what's important, about how to handle the feathers. It's very rewarding when you can feel somebody's order. And they're happy with what they received. Many people are so grateful for receiving the feathers or the birds. I realize that we can't make everybody happy. A lot of times, some people are not always happy with what they receive. But I think people need to understand that, you know, the birds come in and they go out how they come in. There's a lot of work that takes place to prepare these feathers. I've learned that over the years, the cleaning process. There's many different ways that people will clean the feathers. They all have different ways of doing it. But I have seen how they come out. These feathers come out just so beautiful. I mean, if you look at the regalia, beautiful feathers. So it's been rewarding. Like I said, I've learned a lot. You feel really good when you can actually fulfill someone's request. They've waited a long time for the feathers. You know, you see the sincerity, you can hear it in their voices, the gratitude. It's extremely rewarding, the whole program. We are one of the leagues for Native Americans to acquire eagle feathers. You know, of course, they can receive them from other Native Americans or from family members, but we are really one of the main legal sources of feathers for Native people, and we feel privileged about being able to provide these feathers. The staff here, they all take the program very seriously. We understand how important it is. We're sensitive to it, and we really do try to provide the best that we can, given, you know, what we receive to work with. Nothing gets wasted. Every single feather that we can save or use gets used, and that's what we have to do.
Thank you for joining us this week on Hidden Heritage. We'll be right back. Stay tuned as we join Brulé live from Branson, Missouri.